Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Spillner. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Donnie Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Matt Young. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkint catches it and throws to first to double up Nichols. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Mariners, 1. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Bradley moves to third. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 2 in the game. Presley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Salazar reaches second base with a double. There goes Law trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into Scott, who tags Law, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a line drive towards third. Presley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Brian Little now playing second base. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Moses pinch runs for Donnie Scott. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Little can't make a play. That's a base hit. Moses moves to third. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bradley is walked intentionally. Perkins moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Valle now catching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Baines moves to second. Ed Nunez now pitching. Greg Walker pinch hits for Ron Kittle. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Julio Cruz pinch hits for Rudy Law. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave Tobik now pitching. Joe DeSau pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Joe DeSau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Greg Walker now playing first base. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-3 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Dave Valley. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.